Is racial diversity confined to big cities? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Van Hook, professor of sociology and demography at Penn State University, looks at the diversity of rural America and whether it's here to stay.
A common stereotype about rural areas is that most of the people living in those places are white. But demographers have found that racial and ethnic diversity is no longer confined to big cities. Rather, nearly all communities, including 9 out of 10 rural places, are becoming more diverse. The racial and ethnic diversity we see today stems in large part from the wave of immigration that started around 1965. However, we are now entering a new era in which the minority groups will soon be self-sustained by natural growth, births over deaths, rather than by new immigration. To provide an example, roughly 1/4 of the U.S. population is projected to be Hispanic 50 years from now. This will not change, even if immigration were somehow halted completely. It isn't that Hispanic women have a lot of children. They have only about 2 children each. Rather, it is because children and young adults are much more diverse than older adults. As time passes, the older generations will die and be replaced by the much more diverse younger generations. Reductions in immigration will not change this basic fact. Sociologists and demographers no longer wonder whether diversity will rise, but rather how Americans will respond to it. We know that throughout history, notions of which groups belong as Americans will have expanded again and again. So this suggests that this can happen for today's immigrants too. On the other hand, social science research also suggests that this is more likely to happen if immigrants are given fair chances in schools and in the labor market.
That was Jennifer Van Hook of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.
Don't be afraid of diversity. There's no complexion. Blessed shall be the one who lives in love, respect, and dedication.